This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government in the third term has launched several development projects worth crores of rupees, which include many infrastructure projects in Maharashtra. Addressing his first election rally in Vidarbh region at Akola, Mr. Modi said the central government has given a boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of a textile park in Amravati. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge visited the Deeksha Bhumi in Nagpur and paid tribute to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar. Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray criticized the ruling Mahayuti government for shifting of businesses and industry from Maharashtra to Gujarat. In Jharkhand, election campaign is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and INDIA bloc are making whirlwind tour across the state to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, Dalit and tribal. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticised the BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favouring capitalists over the poor. Addressing an election meeting at Baghmara in Dhanbad district, Mr. Gandhi further alleged that scheduled tribes, scheduled castes and other backward classes constitute a majority of the country's population, but they are not adequately represented in the government institutions. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Hemant Soren took a sharp jibe at the Bharatiya Janata Party after it accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha of patronizing infiltrators in the state. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized that research and innovation, in a sense, are key to the attainment of the goal of a developed nation. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted how high the country ranks in the field of research and innovation, which will define its prowess to the global community. He further urged educational institutions to harness their potential as crucibles of innovation and research. Mr. Dhankar also called upon the corporate entities to support this mission through substantial contributions. Chairperson of Commission for Air Quality Management convened a meeting in New Delhi today to review the progress and effectiveness of the actions being implemented under the Graded Response Action Plan to tackle air pollution. The meeting was attended by the Chief Secretary of Delhi and senior officials from key departments and agencies of the Delhi government. During the meeting, it was strongly reiterated that all relevant departments, authorities and agencies are required to strictly implement the decisions issued by the Commission in its letter and spirit. The importance of strict and uncompromising enforcement was underscored. Uttarakhand celebrates its 25th Foundation Day today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion. At least 24 people were killed and more than 40 others injured after an explosion occurred at the Quetta railway station in Balochistan today. At the time of the explosion, a train was ready to depart from the platform for Peshawar. The train involved was reportedly travelling from Quetta to Peshawar. Police and rescue teams are currently at the scene. Japan's influenza cases have entered a nationwide outbreak phase, with cases continuing to increase across the country, government data showed. According to the country's health ministry, for the week ending November 3rd, a total of 5,127 influenza cases reported, an increase of 829 cases from the previous week. Health officials urged the public to adhere to basic preventive measures, including frequent hand washing, appropriate mask use, and considering vaccination, particularly for high-risk groups. India's Pankaj Advani has won the IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar this afternoon. Earlier, Pankaj had defeated his compatriot Saurav Kothari 4-2 in the semi-final yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.